name's Thomas Wilenius. I'm doing a PhD at the Australian National University at the moment. I came through my undergrad, finished in about 2006, and went through the entomology course there, which I just had a massive passion for, and basically topped the class, and they said, look, would you like to do a little bit of work for the for CSIRO?
I might take things back to basics.
No worries. Yeah.
And get you to explain to us how plants do it.
So on some plants, they'll be hermaphroditic. And so basically a bisexual plant, and then on other plants you'll actually have unisexuality, so you've got spatial separation between the male and female reproductive organs. Pollen is the sperm, if you will, and basically there is an egg which basically equates to male and female, but the sperm basically brings the genetic information over to the ovule. A zygote is formed, and basically a new plant is generated from the developing seed, or the seed when it's complete.
Okay, and insects are vectors for the pollen?
Insects are definitely vectors, so you might have wind, you might have insects, you might have mammals. So, but basically I'm very much interested in the insect pollination.
What do the insects get out of it?
What insects get out of it depends on what particular species may be involved. For example, on a lot of occasions there might be a reward, such as a food reward, a nectar reward, but on other occasions they may actually be so closely involved with the actual plant that they require the plant to complete its life cycle. This is known as an obligate mutualism, and this is a really, really quite a high degree level of specialisation, and also may have involved co-evolution, but it can be a difficult thing to determine.
So this sounds like my yucca moth.
So yucca moths, fig wasps and cycads, let's talk about yucca moths and fig wasps for the moment. Obligate nursery pollination mutualisms, in the same way that I described that they might require the plant to breed in, the yucca moths require the seeds of the yucca to actually complete the life cycle. It's similarly for the fig wasps. Pollination mutualisms overall give us some of the most well-cited and touted examples of coevolution. However, it's only been the evidence, for example, the phylogenetic evidence has only been given for example, your yucca moths and your fig wasps, so some of the really well studied co-evolved cases. Myself, I look at another methodology now in pollination ecology, a field that's emerged. It's a multidisciplinary field that involves the combination of genetic analysis, biochemical analysis, and also the interaction with the species groups themselves. So I look at the biochemical interaction at the antennal, and also the behavioural level of the weevil themselves. So cycads are pollinated by the weevils. And now I'm recently, some of the most recent research and a paper I'm putting together at the moment involves the technique known as electroantennography.
Another great big scientific
exactly,
word.
Exactly, yeah. So what this basically involves is looking at the electrophysiological response of the antenna to the particular volatile components, so the floral scents given off by the plant.
What, so they smell with their antenna?
That's correct.
Not with their nose.
Exactly.
Do they
have
a nose? No,
they don't. They don't basically have a nose. There may be other receptors associated with taste, for example, either on the feet, on the actual proboscis or rostrum of a lot of these insects. But generally, long-distance chemical communication occurs through the antenna.
Okay.
So what we do with the electroantennography technique, we actually link electrodes to the antenna, and we connect that to a computer, and we look for a response as determined, for example, if otherwise known as a depolarization or an action potential. So we'll basically be able to see
a change in charge.
That's
loss of charge.
Exactly. So a change in negativity of the cell basically becoming depolarized.
Okay.
from the inside and the outside of the cellular membrane.
How small are these
okay.
electrodes?
Well, yes, okay. So
sticking it onto an
that's
antenna.
Exactly it. So now the insect I work on is about 5 millimeters. The actual insect antenna now, I think... Geez, it's only a fraction of that, and it takes a lot of really fine scale work and a steady hand.
Okay, so how specific is one species of weevil to one species of cycad?
Well, from physical records, if we can determine that there is one given species of pollinator for one given species of plant,
yep.
It may give us clues to that coevolution may be occurring or may have occurred already.
Okay.
So whether these type mutualisms occurring have generated, how that's generated the speciation, or whether there's been particular radiations of both the host plant and the insect, that may give us clues that coevolution may have occurred in those groups.
Okay, so can one weevil pollinate a whole bunch of plants?
It's possible, but however, the mediation of the volatile compounds may be really quite specific. So one plant may produce a completely different volatile. One species of plant may only produce one particular compound, and a weevil from another species may not be able to detect that compound.
On
so ex- on the antenna, yeah.
Okay.
So the specific volatiles given off by the plant should actually mediate specific interactions with
gotcha.
With the weevil.